Good morning.
Good morning.
And welcome to worship this morning, and we welcome all in Jesus' name. It's just a shame about the rain now. It was lovely when we arrived first, but it's a bit wet out there now. We move to our intimations. There's tea and coffee in the back of the big hall this morning. So please do take that time to share together with tea, coffee. And I know there's some Swiss roll stuff and biscuits and wee muffins, and I wasn't paying attention. So please do join us. Berendate, that'll be a good thing. Next week, worship next week, 10:30 here, and then on the 31st, that'll be in the fifth Sunday service. We're here, but I have no idea what that's going to look like. James McNay from the local church review team is going to be doing that, so with that team that were there, so I have no idea what it's going to look like. And we haven't even spoken about it yet, so that's the end of the month, and then we'll just need to wait and see what happens with April. Tuesday, Livingston Gill welcome Marianne Greenway, who will talk about her work helping local children in need. That's 1:30 on Tuesday here in the big hall. The Craft Club meets on Thursday afternoons, 1 to 3. Been busy making cards for all occasions. And so they have small gifts and cards for sale in the large hall after this morning service. Another reason why you need to go through for coffee, apart from the cake. And the North Ayrshire Boys Brigade have their service here this afternoon. There is no parade, but the service will be at 3 o'clock. So the Boys Brigade will be arriving from about 2:30. And for our dear Kirk session, meet here tonight in the small hall at 7 o'clock. I wouldn't normally have chosen a Sunday night, but I think in the circumstances I need to get some information to you just as quickly as I can. So that's tonight, 7 o'clock. And a reminder too for prayer time, 10:05 to 10:25 every Sunday. They'll come and share in the prayer in the transept. I think that's all the intimations. We'll just move on with that video.
Ba 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 ba, we're lambs. 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 He's got a flock of lambs who know him. Rappers can't steal him from his hand. Ba 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 ba, we're lambs. Went through the fans, looking for some friends. God saw me scram, so he brought me back again. Cause I'm alive, ba 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 ba, we're lambs. Ba 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 ba, we're lambs. You got to follow where he's going. Gotta take you in the promised land. Ba 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 ba, we're lambs.
Ba 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 ba, we're lambs.
Ba 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 ba, we're lambs. Ba 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 ba, we're lambs. Ba 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 ba, we're lambs. Ba ba, we're lambs. He's got a flock of lambs to know, and robbers can't steal it from his hand. Ba ba, ba ba, we're lambs.
Scratch it, Carl, scratch it.
Tried many moves, tried getting loose, tried petting zoos, but I knew they wouldn't do. Cause I'm a lamb, ba ba, ba ba, we're lambs. Ba 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 ba, we're lambs. You gotta follow where he's going, gotta take you in the promised land. Ba 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 ba, we're lambs.
Ba 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 ba, we're lambs.
Ba 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 ba, we're lambs. Ba 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 ba, we're lambs. Ba 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 ba, we're lambs. Ba 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 ba, we're lambs. He's got a flock of lambs to know him. Robbers can't steal him from his hand. Ba 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 ba, we're lambs. Ba, we're lambs. Ba, we're lambs.
Our call to worship then is from Psalm 34. I will extol the Lord at all times. His praise will always be on my lips. I will glorify in the Lord. Let the afflicted hear and rejoice. Glorify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. And let's stand to worship. All over the world, the Spirit is moving. So good morning. The reading, you're not going to hear the reading fully this morning, but the reading is looking at a bit in the Gospels, in John's Gospel, where Jesus speaks about hearing his voice and the importance of being able to hear his voice. Now for me, some of that, or all of that, is about how to follow him. If we know somebody's voice, then we can recognize that. So how do you think we actually learn about someone's voice? What does somebody's voice sound like? How do we think that happens? It's just lots of, oh, I think I know the answer, I'm not saying. You listen. That's right. And what happens when you listen? You know what they're going to do? What else?
They know what you're going to do.
They know what you're going to do. Sometimes we can tell that just by the look in your eyes. But we're going to understand, to recognize, to hear and know voices, don't we? We can tell who they are. If we close their eyes and someone spoke, you could tell who they were, couldn't you? Possibly. If you're recognising you the voice, could do that. That's the importance of us having to take that time and just to sit and listen for God's voice. So that's just exactly what we're going to do. Just take a moment to listen to what it might be like to take time to listen.
And God said, let there be light. Then God said, let us make mankind in our image, in our likeness, so that they may rule over the fish in the sea and the birds in the sky, over the livestock and all the wild animals, and over all the creatures that move along the ground. Whoever is of God hears the words of God. The reason why you do not hear them is that you are not of God. My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. I give them eternal life, and they will never perish, and no one will snatch them out of my hand. And he said to them, pay attention to what you hear. With the measure you use, it will be measured to you, and still more will be added to you. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come in to him and eat with him, and he with me. Make me to know your ways, O Lord. Teach me your paths. Lead me in your truth and teach me, for you are the God of my salvation. For you I wait all the day long. So faith comes from hearing, and hearing through the word of Christ. Again he appoints a certain day, today, saying through David so long afterward in the words already quoted, Today, if you hear his voice, do not harden your hearts. Know this, my beloved brothers, let every person be quick to hear, slow to speak, and slow to anger. But be doers of the word, and not hearers only, deceiving yourselves. Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and do not lean on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he will make straight your paths. Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. Be still before the Lord and wait patiently for him. Fret not yourself over the one who prospers in his way, over the man who carries out evil devices. Refrain from anger and forsake wrath. Fret not yourself, it tends only to evil. For the evildoers shall be cut off, but those who wait for the Lord shall inherit the land. And if you faithfully obey the voice of the Lord your God, being careful to do all his commandments that I command you today, the Lord your God will set you high above all the nations of the earth. And all these blessings shall come upon you and overtake you, if you obey the voice of the Lord your God.
Amen. So how long do you think that took? How long do you sit there thinking, listening?
2 minutes?
5 minutes. 5 minutes? Anything else? You are spot on. 3.5 minutes. That took. Imagine just spending every day 3.5 minutes to quietly listen for God's voice. Because we would get to know his voice and we'd be able to understand what he's saying. Let's just take a wee moment now in prayer. Let's pray. Almighty Father, Almighty God, Heavenly Father, we come before you this morning to worship you. We come to praise you. Father, it's come before you because you're the Creator. You're the one who gave us your Son, Jesus Christ, for us. And so, Lord, as we pray that here on earth, that your name would be known as holy, that you would be revered. And we pray too, Lord, that your will would be done here as it is in heaven. And Father, we know you're the one that gives. You're the one who loves us and you're one who provides for us, who gives for us everything that we need. And so as we pray, Lord, we pray that you would give us these things, our daily bread, the things that we need. And Lord, as we come to you this morning, we come just as we are. We come as people who have done wrong things during the week, people who have sinned. And so as we come before you, Lord, we come to tell you of these things. Not because you don't know, but because we actually need to tell you, to seek your forgiveness, and give you thanks that Jesus died and rose again for our forgiveness. So, Lord, we say sorry for the things that we've done or said or thought that we shouldn't have, and we say sorry when we haven't done something or said something which we should have. And now, as you're forgiven people by your Spirit, help us to live as your people, to be as your people. Lord, we pray that when we're faced with temptations, you'd be the one that would take us away from that. You would enable us to resist. And as we live our lives, Lord, we ask for your protection from all evil. And so as we sum up our prayers, Lord, we use the words of Jesus, our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen. I'm going to sing a song now. I think we've sung it two or three times. It's called You Call Me to Be Yours, but it talks about I can't see your face, but I know that you're smiling. So let's just stand and sing this through. Time of blessing for our children, for those who teach. Father God, we just thank you that you do call us, and you call us to be yours. You love us. And so, Lord, as we pray a blessing upon these, our children, and also on those who go through to teach them. May your Spirit be with them in the teaching and the learning and the listening and the speaking. In Jesus' precious name, amen. and we continue with our offering. Our minds together in prayer. Father, we thank you for this time to worship together, and we pray, Lord, that as we present this, our offering, that it would be for your kingdom and for your ways. We present ourselves too for the building up of your kingdom in this place. In Jesus' name, amen. Before we go on, just I want to pray for others, but especially we've got the prayer points, and I'll go through them, and then there's one particular thing I want us to focus on. So address and presbytery, it's Kirkgate Parish Church, and James McNay's interim moderator, Brian Murray is the locum there. From Crossreach, it's the Perth Prison Visitor Support and Advice Centre. Situated right beside the prison, and the centre provides a welcoming environment with a dedicated play area for children. They offer non-judgmental help and advice. And part of the prayer request that they have in the Crossreach diary is this: remember today all the families who use the centre and those who have not yet accessed it, that they may be drawn there to find a place of hope. And for Path of Renewal congregation this morning is Dumfries Traquair. That's in the Dumfries and Kirkcudbury Presbytery. Minister is John Notman, and Janice Farris is also minister. She is the mentor there. These are our normal prayer points, but this morning I think we really do need to take time and to be able to pray around these issues from New Zealand, where we see somebody going in two mosques and 50 people killed and about 50 injured is the latest figures I saw. But let's just remember, it's not just about what happened there. It's also about that wider issue of where we see extremism and terrorism in the world. Let's just take time in our prayers to pray for peace and to spend time, a wee bit of time, just in at that zone. So there'll be a bit of silence here. Let's join together in prayer again. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, as we worship you this morning, and we give you thanks that we can come and rejoice just to be around you and in your presence. But we remember those who are struggling today. Remember all those who are dealing with these violent situations that seem to come out of nowhere, that happen just suddenly. In a moment of time, suddenly 50 people are killed. 50 more are injured. And in these times of death and destruction, we also hear stories of heroism where somebody puts themselves in the line of fire to save someone else. Father, we pray because these are the things that we see and we hear. These are the ones that we learn about. But there's so much more goes on around the world that we just don't know. And so we pray for peace. Hear us in the silence as we pray. Remember all those who are struggling, whether it's because someone they love has died, or maybe they've been told news of great sadness. Father, remember all those who are really struggling because money, the lack of money, is an issue. They don't know where the next meal is coming from. They don't know where the next food is coming from. Or there's bills that they have to pay and they just don't have it. Father, we know that your people are struggling sometimes because they're not well. Whether that's physically or mentally. Father, we pray for your church here. We pray for these spots around Stevenson where people are worshipping you through your Son Jesus and in the power of the Holy Spirit. Lord, we give you thanks for these beacons of light. But we take time now as well just to pray for those that you've put in our hearts and in our minds. We pray for all those whom we love. And all those whom we struggle to love. So, Lord of all the living, remember all whom we remember and forget none whom we forget. In Jesus' precious name, amen. So here's a wee confession to make. I've had to put my iPad to the side because it's running on the wrong version of the order of service. So what's next? Reading. We read from the Word, from John chapter 10 and verses 1 to 21. And Debbie's going to read for us. Just as Debbie's coming up, just a wee reminder, I'll explain it all again about dwelling in the Word. So share a bit after Debbie's word. Listen each one for the word of God.
John 10, verses 1 to 21, the Good Shepherd and his sheep. Very truly I tell you, Pharisees, anyone who does not enter the sheep pen by the gate, but climbs in by another way, is a thief and a robber. The one who enters by the gate is the shepherd of the sheep. The gatekeeper opens the gate for him, and the sheep listen to his voice. He calls his own sheep by name and leads them out. When he has brought all of his own, he goes on ahead of them, and his sheep follow him because they know his voice. But they will never follow a stranger. In fact, they will run away from him because they do not recognize a stranger's voice. Jesus used this figure of speech, but the Pharisees did not understand what he was telling them. Therefore, Jesus said again, "Very truly I tell you, I am the gate for the sheep. All who have come before me are thieves and robbers, but the sheep are not listening to them. I am the gate. Whoever enters through me will be saved. They will come in and go out and find pasture. The thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy. I have come that they may have life and have it to the full. I am a good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. The hired hand is not the shepherd and does not own the sheep. So when he sees the wolf coming, he abandons the sheep and runs away. Then the wolf attacks the flock and scatters it. The man runs away because he is hired hand and cares nothing for the sheep. I am the good shepherd. I know my sheep and my sheep know me. Just as the Father knows me and I know the Father. And I lay down my life for the sheep. I have other sheep that are not of this sheep pen. I must bring them also. They too will listen to my voice, and they shall be flock and one flock and one shepherd. The reason my Father loves me is that I lay down my life, only to take it up again. No one takes it from me, but I lay it down on my own accord. I have authority to lay it down and authority to take it up again. This command I received from my Father." The Jews who heard these words were again divided. Many of them said, "He is a demon-possessed and raving mad. Why listen to him?" But others said, "These are not the sayings of a man possessed by a demon. Can a demon open the eyes of the blind?"
So just take time again to hear that from Debbie again in a minute. But as said before, the words will be up on the screens. Take time, just as I've read again, to think and ask God, what is it he's saying to you? We dwell in the word. We listen for him to speak through his word. And then I've usually said there'll be a time when maybe turn to each other and share with what that might mean if God has said something to you. I said this in Cumbria last week, and I said also that there might even be a moment where we would give testimony, that I would run round with a microphone and see if anybody was volunteering to put their hands up to say something. And you know, last week somebody did, even though I said we weren't going to do that. So I say that just to encourage you that these things do happen. Let's just take time now to listen to the word again. There'll be a space, and then we'll finish with "All Heaven Declares," but just remain seated as we sing.
Very truly I tell you, Pharisees, anyone who does not enter the sheep pen by the gate, but climbs in some other way, is a thief and a robber. The one who enters by the gate is the shepherd of the sheep. The gatekeeper opens the gate for him, and the sheep listen to his voice. He calls his own sheep by name and leads them out. When he has brought out all his own, he goes ahead of them, and his sheep follow him, because they know his voice. But they will never follow a stranger. In fact, they will run away from him, because they do not recognize a stranger's voice. Jesus used this figure of speech, but the Pharisees did not understand what he was telling them. Therefore Jesus said again, "Very truly I tell you, I am the gate for the sheep, and who come before me are thieves and robbers, but the sheep have not listened to them. I am the gate. Whoever enters through me will be saved. They will come in and go out and find pasture. The thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy. I have come that they might have life and have it to the full. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for his sheep. The hired hand is not the shepherd and does not own the sheep. So when he sees the wolf coming, he abandons the sheep and runs away. Then the wolf attacks the flock and scatters it. The man runs away because he is a hired hand and cares nothing for the sheep. I am the good shepherd. I know my sheep and my sheep know me. Just as the Father knows me and I know the Father, and I lay down my life for the sheep. I have other sheep that are not of this sheep pen. I must bring them also. They too will listen to my voice, and they shall be one flock and one shepherd. The reason my Father loves me is that I lay down my life, only to take it up again. No one takes it from me, but I lay it down of my own accord. I have the authority to lay it down and authority to take it up again. This command I received from my Father. The Jews who heard these words were again divided. Many of them said, he is a demon-possessed and raving mad. Why listen to him? But others said, these are not the sayings of a man possessed by a demon. Can a demon open the eyes of the blind?
God is my shepherd, I have everything I need. He lets me rest in fields of green grass and leads me to quiet pools of fresh water. He gives me new strength, he guides me in the right paths as he has promised. Even if I go through the deepest darkness, I will not be afraid, Lord, for you are with me. Your shepherd's rod and staff protect me. Let's worship together. The version of the Lord's my shepherd I'll not want, but the short down end version, which is the chorus, I will trust in you alone. Let's worship. Let's pray. Father, we turn to you and ask you now for the sprinkling of the blood of Jesus by your Spirit to rest upon every mind in this place, in order that their perception of what I say will be heard, received, applied as you intend. Cleanse my tongue that I will be your transparent instrument to say everything that needs to be said, nothing that doesn't need to be said. I pray that I'll be very, very clear and that this will bring great honour and glory to your name. I pray this in the precious name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Just as we start to explore that chapter, chapter 10, and what it actually means when Jesus says, I'm the gate for the sheep, I'm the good shepherd. We just need to take a moment to look back into chapter 9 and where we see Jesus healing the blind man. And that is investigated by the Pharisees. They call the blind man now healed before him twice. And they ask about who it is that's healed him. And so as they look at all that, and they begin to try and explore. In fact, what they want to do is to catch Jesus out. That's what they're looking to do, is to catch Jesus out, so they can have an excuse to arrest him. What they do with this man who actually doesn't give them what they want is they throw him out. Scripture says, and they threw him out. Actually, it's a bit more than that. They excommunicated him. They threw him out of their way of living. And so, as we go into chapter 10, this is what the Pharisees have been looking at. And at the end of that reading, verse 21, there's a reference made to this blind man. So this is all linking in to where we are. So as I said, that chapter 10 looks to Jesus saying, I'm the door, the gate for the sheep, and I am the good shepherd. And at the very beginning, the first few verses, he sets in the picture. It's something that the people know. This is part of their lives. They know this. And so he sets in place this picture for them about where he sits. And as he speaks about the sheepfold is an area to protect the sheep at night. And it would have been surrounded by a wall, maybe 10 foot high, with a gap in it for the sheep to come and go. Just the gap. And it would be the same maybe if they used a cave. The sheep would be taken into the cave, but there'd be nothing to put over the gap. Except for a porter, someone who described as being a porter. Someone who slept in the doorway. Someone who slept there. It could have been one of the shepherds. They would take their sheep in, then somebody would remain at the door. That would be the only way in, apart from maybe climbing high and trying to get in. And in the morning, the shepherd would come in. The porter would move out the side, the shepherd would come, and he would call his sheep. And his sheep would recognize his voice and come out and follow him out. So here's some of the points that Jesus is trying to bring out here. The true shepherd comes through the door. He says, he speaks about thieves and robbers trying to get in any other way, but the true shepherd comes through the door. The true shepherd calls his sheep by name and they recognize him, and the true shepherd leads the sheep which follow. And the thing is, of course, with a thief or a robber, somebody who's pretending, is the sheep will not recognize their voice, and instead of not following, actually could induce some sort of panic. But there is what Jesus is saying. And then he extends this by saying that he is that door for the sheep. He's that gate, and he leads the sheep in and out. The blind man, referred to in chapter 9, he was cast out, said he was excommunicated by the Pharisees because he trusted in Jesus. And actually, in that example, we see this man coming out of the sheepfold following Jesus. So here's somebody that's come out of the sheepfold, with the people he was living in, and Jesus has called him out. He's heard his voice, he's trusted in him, and he's followed him. And when we read these verses carefully, we find there's actually three doors spoken about. There is a door into the sheepfold. The sheepfold is not heaven, just as I alluded to just a minute ago, but the nation of Israel, the chosen people. This is the sheepfold. And Jesus came to Israel, to the chosen people, the chosen nation, through the way appointed by Scripture. Everything that we see in Scripture, in Old Testament, is prophecy of Jesus, of the Word becoming flesh. And so through Scripture, we see Jesus' appointment, and he then comes. But the porter was John the Baptist, who made ready. He made ready for the one who is to come, who is far greater than him. So John the Baptist is the porter. Jesus then came and is the door to the sheepfold. It's the door of the sheep. And actually, what we see now is that Jesus began to lead people out of their present fold, out of Judaism specifically. And he's opened the way for many to leave that old religious system and find new life. And that's what he does for us as well. There's ways he calls us into new life from whatever religious system we've been involved in and been connected with. And that takes us to a point of the door of salvation. The sheep use the door going in and out. The sheep are led in and out. They're called in and they're called out. But actually, there's a movement in there. There's a liberty for them. And they're protected. And what Jesus is saying is, this is eternal life. They have eternal life. Jesus is the door of salvation, and they can enjoy the pastures of God's word. And this is exactly the thing that Satan, through false teachers, thieves and robbers, want to do away with. They want to steal, to kill, destroy the sheep, but Christ gives life in abundance. So many times that we miss these things, these just little lines that say, actually, at the end of the day, what Christ wants to do is give us eternal life and give us life in abundance. Just reminded a couple of days ago about that line in the Westminster Confession of Faith. The answer to the question of what is man's chief purpose is to glorify God and enjoy him forever. And this is Jesus wanting to give life in abundance and to care and protect his sheep. But it needs to be his sheep, the ones who hear his voice and follow. What we see in this scripture is the comparison between Jesus and people. There's many people who will do a job to protect something maybe, until it gets difficult, until it gets dangerous, and they leave. Not doing that. I'm not hanging around it. I'm not putting myself in danger. But actually, Jesus gave up his life willingly. You can see this in Psalm 22. He gave up his life on the cross. Read from Psalm 23, he cares for his sheep as the good shepherd. And in Psalm 24, he reads particularly the King of Glory entering through the door. The chief shepherd will come again in glory. So there's one or two wee questions. And one of them is something somebody asked me years ago as well, is who are the other sheep? Jesus says there are other sheep as well, and they'll follow me, they'll know my voice. The first sheep, the first flock were the Israelites, the chosen people. The second flock, the other sheep, are the Gentiles. And so it gets to that point where when we hear his voice, when we know his voice, when we trust his voice, when we recognize it and we follow it, we are that part of that one flock for the one shepherd. And Christ gives himself up for us. You know, it's remarkable that in chapter 10, and it's worth reading the other 21 verses, it gives us four marks of being Christian. It's this: they hear his voice, which means they hear his word and respond to it. So it's not just about hearing the voice, it's actually about responding to it. And what we find is people who don't care about religion or don't care about Christianity, well, they've got little or no interest in the Bible. But as Christians, we live in the word. That can be our only call of reference. Second mark is they know Christ and are known. They know Christ and are known by him. And so that they will not follow a false shepherd. Danger is that we don't know him well, don't know him, and we follow someone else, and follow something else, and we prove thereby that we are not true sheep. Third one is this: they follow Christ, which speaks of obedience. They follow Christ, and that means obedience. That means doing as the word says. That not because we have to, actually because we want to. But if a Christian lives in willful or persistent or open disobedience and refuses to do something about it, one day Jesus will say, "I never knew them." It's about living in obedience and knowing that we need to come back to him and correct the things that we get wrong. But here, the fourth mark of being a Christian is we have eternal life and we are secure. You know, the hand of God is on us through Jesus. And we are secure. We have eternal life. He calls us. We listen. And that's very much for me, is how do we then become a family of people who are disciples, who are listening for him, who are looking at his word, who are considering his word, who are praying about his word. And that's our focus. For first of all, when we become disciples or become the sheep, knowing his voice, the urge to serve comes out of that. So it's no longer just about doing good works. It's actually about serving Christ and serving the community here. To understand and to really know this chapter and to know Jesus as the gate for the sheep and the good shepherd, we need to know his word. We need to be disciples, followers, doers, as well as hearers. Let's take a moment in prayer. Let's pray. Father, we We thank you, and by your Holy Spirit present with us, we pray, Lord, that you would touch each one of us. That you would help us to know these marks of being Christian, that we would know Jesus' voice, the Word of God, and that we would follow in obedience. And we would serve, knowing that we are safe in His hands. In Jesus' name, amen. Let's stand together to sing again. Bless the Lord, O my soul, 10,000 reasons.
Bless the Lord, O my soul, O my soul, worship His holy name. Sing like never before, O my soul, I worship Your holy name. The sun comes up, it's a new day dawning, it's time to sing your song again. Whatever may pass and whatever lies before me, let me be singing when the evening comes. Bless the
Heavenly Father, as we leave this place now, may we be led by your word. May we listen for your voice. May we turn to follow. And the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with each one now and until Jesus comes again, and then forevermore. Share peace to you. Let's just turn to each other, smile, wave, look, share. Peace to you.